Hi, this is Sean Casey, Program Director of Talk Radio 680 WCBM in Baltimore. I've been a broadcaster for over 40 years and have worked with a number of great air talents, both local and national. I brought Rush Limbaugh to Baltimore and have given other national talents their radio starts. And now I'm excited to share with you the next great radio personality, Derek Hunter. Derek's conservative credentials and younger perspective combine for an informative and entertaining show. He's great with callers and delivers that intimate one-on-one listening experience. Derek's command of the language enables him to paint pictures on the radio that connects with listeners. His daily discussions of politics and culture have been a ratings and revenue success for WCBM. And now, Derek's show is available for your radio station in your market. At a time when listeners are craving smart, genuine, and politically savvy radio, Derek's show is just a phone call away. So why not pick up the phone or send an email and get the Derek Hunter Show today.
Did you watch Joe Biden's press conference? I'm wondering, curious about your impressions of it. If you did, man. Yeah, so on Thursday, Joe Biden did his first solo press conference. It's got to be like, for the White House staff, it's got to be like what it feels like when you send your kid to school for the first day of kindergarten. It has to be like that. I haven't experienced that yet, but I'd imagine that's what it's like. Joe stumbled out there, a little wobbly at first, a little nervous, a little scared, but the excitement was still, you know, coursing through his veins along with God knows what sort of cocktail they put together to make sure he was coherent. Marketing is a brilliant thing. They say the controversial sneakers, modified Nike Air Max 97s, decorated with pentagram pendant and reference to Luke 10:18, sold out on Monday. They sold out on Monday. The shoes, they made 666 pair, and they sold each, not each shoe, but each pair, for $1,018, and they sold out. Sold out. You want to know how screwed up our culture is? You look at this and you go, we're in the middle of a pandemic and economic problems. People are hurting. But there are at least 666 people out there who could drop a grand on a pair of shoes that are designed to glorify Satan. You know, you guys out there listening are brilliant. I do say so. Not just because of your taste in radio programming. But the emails that I get, like this one from David, says some random thoughts about Biden's presser. One, Biden didn't want to go to the border because he and his entourage might disrupt operations there. Wasn't it Bush 43W? Wasn't he disparaged when he used the same excuse to not visit New Orleans in the immediate aftermath of Katrina? Of course he was, but it's different. But excellent point, David. I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, he caught hell for everything he did in Katrina, because it was about the narrative, not reality. Point two, Biden lamented the alleged fact that the USA only spends 0.7% of the budget investing in technology when years ago we spent 2% of the budget. He brings up the $30 trillion in debt, and maybe some of the money we're wasting now, could it be redirected? Said Biden asserted that he's focused on, this is another good one, Biden asserted that he is focused on creating good-paying jobs. Yet not one reporter bothered to ask, you mean like the ones you just destroyed by killing the Keystone Pipeline and border wall construction? I like the way you think, David. And the last one, yeah, no, I didn't notice that he called on more women or minorities, but Democrats like proportion, don't they? No, no, they don't.
Just to be clear, how soon will that be, Mr. President?
I don't know, to be clear.
To be clear, I don't know. Well, who should we talk to? Who's in charge here, Mr. President, if you are not in charge? Because the president can move mountains if they really want to. You can the yelling that Joe does randomly, if he directed that towards some staff members to maybe light a fire under them, maybe they could get something done. Remember the premise. He's caught flat-footed. He has no plan, no idea, no clue what to do about this. They're still fumbling around. But what did Joe Biden run for president on? What was he saying? I'll be ready day one to tackle this, that, and the other thing. I have a plan to do this, that, and the other. You had no plan for the southern border? Because I remember you having a plan for the southern border. And actually, this is the plan you had for the southern border, because your plan for the southern border was to not enforce the southern border. That's what we're doing. You just had a problem in that so many record numbers of illegal aliens took you at your word, Mr. President. They believed what you said. They went with what you said. No deportations. Inhumane. We need to welcome these people. I would surge the border. Surge the border. And it's really easy to answer a question in the abstract. But you set up a tent for illegal aliens in that person's front yard. Suddenly their tune changes. There's a disconnect in the mind. The human mind just kind of works this way. You can answer abstract questions. You can talk about hypothetical situations. And then you see the videos. Then you hear the stories. You hear the stories of the five-year-old being given a note with a phone number and sent on a 2,000-mile march with human smugglers and sex traffickers. And then the reality of that hits. And you go, wait a second. That's not right. I don't support that. And then you hear the stories of they're greeted at the southern border, and the priority of the government is to make sure that they have health care, that they have a place to stay, that their food is there and hot and ready, and that they're getting an education immediately. And you say, wait a second. These very same people that are telling me this is what compassion looks like are telling me that my kids can't go to school. They're telling me that I've got to not see my family. And yet here comes a conga line across the border. No masks, no screening, nothing. No restrictions on illegal aliens. But I, as an American citizen, have to remain under house arrest indefinitely until Joe Biden gives me his blessing like a pope on a balcony going, you may now leave your house.